Hello, this is Paul O'Mahony talking to you from my car as I drive from Glenmire on the suburbs of Cork right into the very centre of Cork. I'm driving into a venue called Electric Cork, which is the newest buzzy venue in the centre of Cork, where you can get a drink, conviviality and food. And to be truthful, I haven't really spent enough time there to be able to attempt a review of the place, but I'm going there for an event. I'm going there to speak at a small stage in front of 50 or so fairly switched on people at the Smarter Egg event, and this is about my fourth preparation via audioboo for it. And I thought I'd just say one or two words about the topic of presentations, doing presentations. I am one of these people who loves doing presentations, and I have discovered in my life that most people hate doing them. They absolutely would do almost anything rather than do a presentation. I know many, many people who have been terrifically good at their job, and they have been reduced to a crumbling rumble, or some other such phrase, as a result of being given a stage and a topic and an audience, and they really don't like it. I, on the other hand, feed off it. I love it. I adore the challenge of how to do a presentation. So these are my tips for doing a presentation. I'm talking to myself in, first of all, number one tip, welcome the nerves. Really do, welcome the nerves. They're a sign that that you're going to be on edge, that the adrenaline's going to flow, that there's going to be some energy in the body. And without energy in the body, the communication will be limp, wristed or limp sounding. And no matter how good your message is, it's not going to cut through the stuff that people have already got on their mind. Because the second tip is, remember that your audience already have an awful lot of things on their mind. They are already attentive to a whole lot of internal messages that are flowing through their head, crashing into their brain, out of their subconscious, their unconscious, out of their immediate experience just before coming to the event. So number two is, never forget that your audience has its own starting point, which is not in your control. So there's 2 points. So then the third one tip I'd give you is empty yourself. Yeah, empty yourself of the assumptions that you have about what your audience will be like. Empty yourself about the memories of the last time you presented on this topic. Try to just get rid of all the stuff that is inside and all of the other stuff that is distracting you. Try to empty yourself. Now, this is an actual impossibility, but the effort to empty oneself is a heck of a lot more productive than the effort to fill yourself with content. The effort to fill yourself with content is my fourth point, really, which is be very careful about how much content you fill yourself with. It's, in my experience, the amount of content it's possible to deliver effectively is usually no more than about half of what you think is essential. If somebody gives you 15 minutes to speak on a topic, you really, my advice would be prepare about 7 minutes. The actual content trick is to empty yourself of content, because the issue is not how much stuff can you put across, but the issue is how much can your audience take in. So the key thing is really about content is okay. Here's a cliche: less is more. For example, I have thought so much about the topic I'm going to present this evening that my issue is not how can I get it all across, but how can I leave most of it behind. And the final point I give you is work from the eyes of the audience. Work from the people who they've been listening to last. Connect in with what's going on in the room at the time, as opposed to bring a totally prepared presentation which has been prepared in the calm outside the event. But very much generate your content or at least the tone and style and indeed some of your content right on the spot, in the moment. There is nothing people grabs their attention more than something that's already in their mind. So, for example, if the whole building has been evacuated in the coffee break during just before your presentation, the first thing you're going to talk about is evacuation behavior. Now that's just a big plug for here and now. Pick up on something that you've been talking with during the coffee break with one of the participants. Use that. Tell a story that connects you in to the real experience of people in the room at the time. So there we are. That's 5 points, I think, and that's by easily more than enough. So let me just try and summarize those, going backwards, basically. Work in the here and now. Work in the here and now. Pick something that's just happened to get the attention of your audience. Number two, forget about content. You have too much. Empty yourself of most of it and leave yourself with a little bit and work from that little bit. Thirdly, remember your audience already has a load of things in their mind and you've got to get through into that. Penultimate point, plenty of energy. Yeah, plenty of energy. And you know what? I'm now driving the car in a very, very tricky manner. So I have to tell you I can't even remember what the other point was, but I've spoken enough. That's it. I'm dealing with my own preparation. You can imagine while I'm saying things to you, I'm trying to empty myself of content. I'm trying to do all these skills all the time so that I can be fresh and alive and alert. And of course, as I repeat again, the presentation this evening has to be electric, whatever that means. Probably means I have to burn a fire in my pants. Okay, talk to you all later. Bye.